Hi, I'm Chris.
I'm Ryan.
St. Louis at Chicago. We have Buffalo at Cleveland.
We got Tampa Bay at Dallas.
Detroit at Tennessee.
Jacksonville at Indianapolis.
I'm taking Kane. I'm taking T-Bone.
Oh, he's looking USC.
Man-child.
He's RG3 MVP.
I'm about to get real emotional.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to our Week 10 NFL podcast. Joined along with Ryan and Brandon Bell. And before we get started, we want to let everybody know there was not a Week 9 podcast last week because our area was dangerously affected by Hurricane Sandy. A lot of devastation occurred along the coast of New Jersey, Atlantic City, a lot of towns like that. So we were not here for a good portion of the week last week. That's why there was not a Week 9 podcast. And we want everybody to try to help out with the relief efforts here in New Jersey and New York along the East Coast were of the areas that were affected. And you can go online to, I believe, redcross.com to try to make donations.
Redcross.com/Sandy.
Sandy. And, I mean, it was just simply a devastating thing that happened this past week here in New Jersey. But we want to move forward now with our Week 10 picks. A big week in football coming up, and it starts Thursday night. Indianapolis traveling to Jacksonville on Thursday night football.
Gabbert still hurt?
Gabbert? Yeah.
No. He's back. Gabbert's back.
Oh, yeah. He was back last game. It's Mooster and Drew that's still out.
Drew's still hurt.
Colts.
Yeah, Colts.
Yeah, Indy had a big game.
Colts are, what,
Miami.
5-3?
Yeah. They're on fire right now.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. I mean, they had a big game, big win over Miami at home last week. And I'm going to have to go to Indianapolis as well here. I just don't see the Jaguars doing anything, especially against Andrew Luck and that offense.
Andrew Luck might be rookie of the year. He's looking better than RG3.
There's a lot of rookies.
Like, a lot of rookies.
Like, if you watch last week, it's like Luck, Griffin, and Doug Martin last week.
Maybe Doug Martin. I like Doug Martin.
Doug Martin. Was
it is the year of the rookies, needless to say.
RG3 is not winning at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he got lit up against the Panthers, but we'll get to that when we talk about Washington on the bye week this week?
Yeah, we're on a bye week this week.
Oh, well, then let's do talk about the Redskins. RG3 got lit up. I watched that game, and every play, either he was getting sacked or when he tried to run it,
like Vic, man.
He got blindsided.
And I know once we start talking about the Eagles, that's going to be
same stuff.
But moving to the early Sunday afternoon games, the New York Giants traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals, who gave up a loss to the Denver Broncos last week.
Yeah. I'm not even sure.
I'm
going to go with Cincinnati on
this
one.
They're going to bounce back from the loss last week.
I mean, did you see the calls in that Steelers-Giants game, though? I mean,
saw some of them. Like, yeah, it was like you go on Twitter, everyone saw
it. Should
about,
be like, I mean, it's gotten to a point where it should have been like 35-0 Pittsburgh, but.
Yeah.
Giants were getting away with murder in that game.
The Steelers really just got their run game.
If the same thing happens here, you know what? I'm going to have to go to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I'm liking Cincinnati for some reason. Giants are shaky. I'll go to Cincinnati.
I'll take Giants.
I'm going to have to go Cincinnati here. I think Giants just got too lucky on the penalty calls. It's as simple as that.
What's the Giants record?
I believe they're
6-4.
3-4.
They're 6-3.
6-3.
10. So yeah.
I mean
the game here. I mean for the Giants, Bengals, they have the Giants by 4.
I just can't believe that. A team that's 6-3 at the top of the NFC East, like how crappy
the whole division. That's a division.
That's a tough division.
Everyone's tied for last right now.
Yeah.
And next we have Tennessee at Miami.
Tennessee.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Miami played a good game against the Colts last week. I mean, they only lost by 3 points, but I think Miami's strong enough to beat Tennessee, especially if they're at home. I'm about to go Miami.
2K is coming. Getting back to his ways a little bit, but quarterback play still.
No, I mean, he is.
Slowly,
he's starting to get a lot of more big.
Slowly.
He's getting bigger runs.
Slowly, but surely. But I'm still going Miami. Reggie Bush.
You take Reggie
Bush
over Chris?
I wouldn't necessarily that, just the team itself. But
I think Tannehill's passing game is getting a little better, too.
It is. I mean,
slowly improving.
They're clicking.
I still don't know who the quarterback is for the Titans.
That's the problem.
That's why I'm going Miami. I mean, what are you going to get? I mean, yeah, Chris Johnson's starting to turn up a little bit with the rushing game. But other than that, Who are the Tennessee Titans? No one knows.
They just got lit up. Who'd they play this week?
Played the Bears, yeah, and they Bears. Lost like 51 to.
Yeah, they got lit up. Yeah.
That game was over the Bears in the first quarter.
The Bears defense scored about.
The Bears defense scored three times.
Yeah. Three touchdowns. I mean, Brian Urlacher had a pick six.
Yeah.
50 plus yards.
Brian Urlacher had a pick six. Just think about that. Tennessee's, I just don't see them being strong enough to beat Miami, especially if the game is in Miami. Like I said, Tannehill's starting to improve with the passing game. You know, Reggie Bush from the backfield. Go Miami here. Detroit at Minnesota.
This should be a good game, I think.
I don't know. I don't know what Detroit is anymore.
Detroit's shaky, but I don't know. It's 1 week after another. They come back to play, and they're looking terrible. Minnesota.
It's like Detroit has one season. And
did Minnesota beat Seattle last week? Or Seattle win, I think. I watched like the first half of that game, and then I just.
I'm pretty sure.
I think I believe I was away from the TV for a little bit.
Pretty sure Seattle won.
That's what I'm thinking.
Which is unfortunate. Yeah, Seattle won 30-20.
Yeah. Okay.
I figured as much. I mean, they were up. They were up at halftime, but.
I mean.
Like Ryan said. I mean, you really just don't know who Detroit is anymore.
You know, matter of fact, I'll go with Minnesota on this. Adrian Peterson historically goes off against Detroit.
Historically. Well, like Detroit, it's like last season they had like a big year for them. They made it to playoffs, and it's like you think that city, that team is out of their slump, and they make like a new name for themselves for this era.
They got off to a good start, but they've just declined,
and now they're just like back to normal. Like,
back to the Madden curse. Detroit Lions, who went 0-16.
The unofficial Madden curse is still out there. I mean,
the Madden curse is affecting the whole team.
Not the typical curse with being hurt.
Yeah, it's not just on Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson hasn't been.
Well, teams know how to shut him down, though.
They do. I mean.
I mean, I believe in Minnesota.
Yeah,
I mean, I like Christian Ponder as a quarterback. Yeah. I think he's a good quarterback. But yeah, I'm going Minnesota.
Yeah,
I go Minnesota.
I say AP is the key to Minnesota.
Yeah,
especially with the Vikings running game. Buffalo at New England.
Gosh, New England. Buffalo. They won the first game.
Yeah.
First two, and then it's been bad.
Oh, I mean, when New England traveled to Buffalo, Buffalo was up.
Yeah.
I believe going into halftime, then this Tom Brady went off.
Oh, yeah, that was the big comeback for the Patriots.
Yeah, and then that's where the Patriots scored like 50 points.
The Patriots are really clicking right now. All cylinders.
I mean, and we all know the Patriots at home.
Yeah.
They're almost unbeatable at home, so I'm going New England here.
Yeah.
New England as well, Ryan?
Yeah, I said that already.
All right, I didn't hear you. Calm down. Atlanta at New Orleans.
This would be a
really good game.
Maybe a better game than people think. Atlanta, they're squeezing out these wins every week.
I'm still taking them, though.
I'm still taking Atlanta. You want to know why? I watched that Eagles-Saints game last night. The Saints, you could see. I mean, the Eagles dominated the first quarter, but never led.
They spent half the first quarter
getting to the red zone. I'll yell at the Eagles when we talk about the Eagles. Because if not, I'm going to sit here for the next half hour screaming about Michael Vick.
I mean, I'll go with the Falcons simply on their – The Saints defense doesn't look that well. I mean,
the Saints D is definitely. Their offense is slacking, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the offense is slacking. It's just.
They have a lot of drops. That Eagles game, they had a lot of drops.
I mean, Drew Brees, besides that one turnover, he can throw the ball. Yeah. He still put up 20, 30 points on them.
But yeah, I think Atlanta stays undefeated.
I'll go with Falcons, but if there's an upset for this week, it's the Saints beating them.
Yeah, definitely. It's San Diego at Tampa Bay.
I'll take Freeman, Tampa.
Same.
Rivers. He's one of my fans of QBs too.
Rivers.
Yeah. Him and Big Ben. I've been starting Big Ben recently.
I've been starting RG3 recently.
And where's that getting you?
It's been getting me good. He still gets points up.
Yeah.
On fantasy.
Still gets his head taken off.
Still gets points up.
Still gets his head taken off when he tries to run the ball. See him running to the sideline, and one dude from Carolina.
I didn't even get to watch the game. Working.
It was a questionable hit. Then they called. They flagged it. It was questionable.
Yeah, they did give an unsport. I believe it was a late hit, right?
Yeah. I'll go with Tampa Bay on this.
I think
rookie running back.
I have enough faith in Freeman to try to get the win here at home against San Diego. Denver at Carolina. Peyton Manning and Cam Newton.
After last week, I learned that I can't stand Cam Newton. Just like the press conferences with him. I mean, every week.
Is that the reason why you go against Carolina? Is the press conferences?
No, I didn't say I go against him either. Oh. I'm just saying I'm not a fan of Cam Newton right now. Every press conference they lose, he blames his team. The one game they win, he's like, I stepped up. I did this.
And the time they lose, like, they didn't do this. Yeah, they didn't do that. Yeah.
It's just.
He's still a young quarterback. Still a young quarterback. Still got to, you know, learn the ways of the National Football League and being a pro.
I'll go with Denver. Not even at the quarterback battle matchup. Just overall.
Oh, no. There's no matchup, really. I mean, Peyton Manning just. No, he has the experience. He has
this year's Cam Newton better playing ability. Peyton Manning's over him by.
I think Peyton Manning's really starting to step. I mean, I believe the first few games, you know, people were questioning the Peyton Manning move. But I think he's really proven himself there in Denver.
Well, Peyton Manning has always proven himself.
Like, I know. He shouldn't have to prove himself. He's an elite quarterback.
Yeah. Truthfully, I think his days are numbered, though. He's done that much longer.
They are. And, I mean, I believe him. You know, Peyton Manning, I mean, he had a big one in Cincinnati last week. I believe he can get a big one in Carolina this week. Oakland at Baltimore.
Oakland needs to get Palmer out of there.
Baltimore needs to get their defense.
Yeah, well, they're playing.
Yeah, see, Baltimore's hurting with injuries. And, I mean, like you said, Brandon, you know, Oakland,
truthfully,
Carson Palmer.
Before all those injuries and that big loss against the Texans with Baltimore, I saw them as like a playoff team.
Yeah,
I saw them going far in the playoffs. Now I see them, if they make it, getting knocked out.
I see them this week, looking at this game, I see them squeaking out a win.
Yeah, I think
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Yeah. I think it's maybe a – it won't be like a back and forth. I just believe that they'll probably get out to a reasonable lead. Oakland will kind of start to catch up, but I think – that hurt Ravens defense may be able to step up and keep them back towards the end
plus
of the game.
You see the rushing game that Bucks had against the Raiders. It'll be the same thing.
Yeah, I think Ray Rice going to have a big game.
Ray Rice.
But it definitely comes down – the decision of the game comes down to the Baltimore defense.
Yeah, they have how they're going to handle those injuries.
Those, like, rookies and their backups that they have need to step up and
but I think the Raiders' offense isn't even that potent for them to be damaged with Palmer at quarterback. Yeah. I mean – he's what is it, three picks, two of them. You don't know who he's throwing to. You just threw it up and hope for the best.
Praying too much. Giving it too much of the hands of God.
That's why they call it a Hail Mary.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, go up Baltimore.
Yeah.
New York Jets.
They had
a lot big.
Last week?
Huh?
They have a bye week last week?
Yeah. It was.
Haven't heard
any. I believe the Patriots, Jets, Rams, and 49ers. Yeah. I just remember it was the two AFC East, two NFC West. The New York Jets at Seattle.
Seattle.
And I'm going Seattle.
A lot of people, I mean,
at Seattle. Oh, yeah. I mean, Jets fans, and New York is just flipping. I mean, if you're a Jets fan in New York, you're flipping out about the quarterback situation.
I see the Jets squeaking something out. It's something that big. And
I think Seattle defense is going to get up in
I mean, in Seattle, that's a tough stadium to play in.
Yeah, plus that Seattle.
I say this every week, but I want to see Tebow. Sorry.
You're not going to. That and I mean,
not until next year.
Russell Wilson. Where's Aquasi?
Marshawn Lynch.
Manchild.
I know. You got to take the Browns. If you're
Marshawn
talking.
Lynch, Seattle, the 12th
man. If you're
here
for Aquasi, you got to take the Browns.
See, for Seattle, football's like all they got because, I mean, baseball isn't really going
Browns
anywhere.
Browns want to buy this week?
Yeah.
That would be why Kwashi's not here.
Time for me to start yelling.
Oh, yeah, a lot. Game.
Dallas and Philadelphia. In Philly.
Dallas.
After the terrible game Philly had, I want to go with Philly. Because some reason with these matchups being the NFC, no matter how bad each team is,
it really, truthfully, you can't predict this game. You can't pick a winner. You can't pick a winner for this.
You heard me a few weeks ago. I hate the Cowboys. I'm never going to pick the Cowboys. I'm going Philly here, but I want to address some issues, though. If LeSean McCoy is breaking breaking tackles on every carry and gaining 10 or more yards every carry, then when we're at the 5-yard line, first and goal, why does Andy Reid throw the ball? What was the first thing that happened? 99-yard pick. He it doesn't make it any better. I mean, and this is what I understand. How does Michael Vick get a blocking penalty when he's trying to stop the guy from running it in? He goes down to make the tackle, and then the Saints guy trips over him. That's a clipping penalty. Are you serious?
It doesn't matter. It's a touchdown anyway.
Yeah, either way, he's going to score. I mean, but the fact isn't that both these teams are bad.
It's
this conference or this division. It doesn't matter what the record of each team. Rather,
Nick Foles is sitting on the bench saying, "What the hell?" to Andy Reid. I guarantee he's screaming at
him. Well, that's like the Michael Vick's brother, that tweet after the game.
Yeah, Michael Vick's brother's like, Michael Vick won out of Philly.
Well,
he probably sent that tweet to McDonald's.
This is what happened. Michael Vick's brother after the game he tweeted, it's not an exact tweet, but he was saying how my brother wants a trade. Get him out of there. He doesn't want to start there. And then he was saying like something like, my brother shouldn't be a starter or something like that to his own brother. And then they asked Michael Vick at the press conference after the game. He had no idea about it. And he was like, he was just like so like shaken up and like he looked pissed.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I'm going to have to confront him about that.
Something's got it. I mean, first things first, Andy Reid's not getting re-signed after this year. It's even if we do make the play, the best thing we can do now is 9-7. Even if we do were to make the playoffs like that, that's not. I do not believe that that's going to be good enough.
It really
for
depends
Andy
on
to get re-signed.
It depends on the NFC East. How good teams are going to play.
Anything could happen in this thing. Man.
The Eagles. The best thing for the Eagles right now is the wild card. Shaky. I see the Giants.
The Giants are shaky just as much. As
like I feel like every NFC East team, like I don't want to say they suck, but they look.
Well, that's how the whole
they
league
look
is
bad like. Against other teams until they play each other.
Then it's a good game.
Yeah.
That's why with this game, I think...
I think it's going to be a good game this
I'll
game.
Take the Eagles at home.
It's going to come
remember
down.
A few years ago when Jeff Garcia was the backup quarterback in Philly. He's backing up McNabb. And McNabb started slumping. People wanted Garcia in. Andy Reid kept saying no. I think eventually McNabb got hurt. Garcia came in. We went on a big winning streak and made it to the playoffs. That's what I'm saying. I'm like...
Look, Philadelphia fans never be happy, no matter what.
They won't.
I would like to see Nick Foles, though. I want to see the potential. Ready.
Nick, look, if you put Mike Vick in the backfield, that offensive line, he's getting killed. Nick Foles is bound to die.
Oh, and that's another thing, too, our offensive line. Something's got to – I don't know what these guys are doing. I don't know what this O-line is doing. But, I mean
they play with injuries.
Like, they just stand up and let the guys walk it by.
I think if Foles goes in, they're not going to, like – teams aren't going to blitz that much. They're
not because Vic is just – he's a freestyle quarterback.
What?
He can run.
The team's
going to
blitz even more. That's a fish.
No,
that's a dead
I don't
fish
think
in water.
Nick Foles is a more tactical quarterback.
Look,
he'll look to throw the ball more.
They'll
probably balance the run game more if Nick Foles is in there.
Look, defense see what happened to Mike Vick with the starting O-line. That's dead fish in the water. That's blood in the water for defenses. Nick Foles – first, he's a rookie, so we don't know anything. Preseason doesn't mean anything. This is the real deal.
He's got a lot of potential, though.
I mean, it does have potential. I mean, I guess you won't know until he gets a shot. So I don't
Give
know
him
when
a
that
shot.
Comes. True.
For Andy Reid, this is he's gonna be gone after this year. You might as well just test him out to see if he gets you.
But if he say he does do good, Philly fans, we want him. Get Vic out of here. And say if he doesn't do good, then what do you do? People will still
Trent
want
Edwards.
Vic. Yeah.
Trent Edwards.
I'm kidding.
But
I'm just going to stick with Philly.
Yeah, I'll stick with Philly. I'm going with Philly.
I got to get off this Eagles subject for a
heart
attack.
I don't like Eagles, but I'll stick with Philly. I don't like LeSean McCoy, but he'll probably have a good game.
You don't like LeSean?
No. And I heard he's a cocky dude.
Out of all people on the Eagles, I wouldn't say he's the cockiest, though.
No, I mean, not.
Like, you got DeSean Jackson there. You got
I'm talking about
you got the drama queen there.
Personality, but like.
Who's drama queen?
Not
DeSean Jackson.
Anyway, St. Louis at San Francisco. NFC West battle. I'm going to take San Fran.
I think it depends on how San Francisco's defense looks.
They're looking smooth, though, all around.
Yeah.
Like, they looked at him again this season. Then
but
they had
Alex loss. Smith is just tanking recently. Like...
I believe, yeah, he may be tanking, but I believe
compared
he may
to last
stay
year.
Afloat this week.
Compared to last year, he's...
Magic year, you could.
I don't believe San Francisco is as good as the
I
team
see why
last
San Francisco
year.
In the offseason we're going for Peyton Manning now.
Yeah.
I don't see San Francisco being as good as a team as they were last year, but they're still a good team, and you have to respect them for that.
Yeah.
Oh, real.
Sunday night game. I'm really gonna watch this game. Houston at Chicago.
That's a big game.
That's
both,
game of the week
both,
written all over.
What? 7-1.
7-1. 6-1. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Still, they're two great teams.
Yeah.
Cross hall.
They're, it's going to be...
Yeah, they're both 7-1.
going to be
the line. The line is Chicago by one.
It's defense versus great off. Great defense versus great offense.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great.
It's great offense versus great defense. It's like they both have great offense and defense.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a big game. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if first half
Where's
no
that?
One scores.
Where's the game at?
It's in Chicago.
In Chicago. It's going to be cold. Houston plays in a dome.
I may have to go Chicago here. They
it's going to be windy.
That defense.
I'm taking.
Are you going to say anything on that or just play the music?
Fuck.
That defense. That Chicago defense. I mean, you saw what they did. I understand what they did to Tennessee, but I mean, that defense, though.
I'm taking Texans, though.
I'm a defensive guy. I go Chicago.
I'm going Chicago.
But you can't mark off Texans defense either.
I'm not marking them off.
It's going to be Texans offense against Chicago defense.
The way Chicago's defense is playing, they're getting turnovers.
I still don't trust Jay Cutler, though.
I don't.
Like, you have to look at their offense, too. Defense can't score all the points.
I'm not saying they score all the points, but I think they'll shut down.
But Brandon Marshall had a big game last week, too.
Yeah, like 7 receptions, 24 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I mean, if you had him on your if you had any Chicago Bears on your fantasy team last week, you really racked up points.
I think they'll get at least 2 turnovers and shut Arian Foster down, which limits Houston.
Which is going to force Houston into the passing game. Yeah. Everyone knows he's going to go Andre Johnson.
Their corners are shutting down.
It's all about how Chicago contains that offense.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Finally, Monday night game, Kansas City at Pittsburgh.
Kansas City's struggling.
I believe Kansas City is dead last in the power rankings. Nothing's just going right for them.
Yeah.
They're struggling, man.
Hopefully Pittsburgh doesn't wear the prison uniforms again because those things are horrible, and I will not want to watch that game.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a clean sweep at Pittsburgh.
Kansas City is struggling.
But that will conclude our Week 10 NFL podcast. I want to thank everybody for listening in. We'll see you all next week for our Week 4 podcast.
Stay safe,
Week 11.
Week 4.
Week 4, yeah. Week 11.
Time lapse.
See ya.
Peace.